here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
And now, an open letter from Galvin.
This is an open letter to influencers. Dear influencers, seriously, or should I say, seriously, sponsored by Pelt Shoes. See, I'm an influencer too. So honestly, I'm amazed by influencers. This was not an option when most of us were growing up. It wasn't an option because it wasn't even a thing yet. If I would have told you back in 2005 that you could become famous and a millionaire by doing a 10-second dance or opening packages on video or for just having a huge ass, you would have laughed in my face. Well, who's laughing now? But here's the thing about influencers. It's kind of like winning the NBA dunk contest. Not everyone is cut out to do it. Trust me, Paula from HR isn't even touching the rim. Sit down, Paula. I'm not mad at influencers for making money. They figured out how to beat the system. What I am mad at is how annoying they are. I saw a video of some influencer who they said had over 7 million Instagram followers. And he was on the red carpet at the DNC doing some sort of TikTok dance, and you couldn't hear the music, and the video wasn't from the video that he was shooting. It was from a different camera, and all I could think was, I'm not sure if they paid me $1 million a minute if I could bring myself to do something that lame and embarrassing. But of course I could. Tell me again, why did you buy that brand of hard seltzer? Oh, I bought this because it's a girl whose mom was a crackhead and she sounds like Boomhauer from King of the Hill and she got famous by saying that she was going to spit on a guy's thing and she told me this is the best hard seltzer to have. That's why I bought it. Selling furniture, telling you who you should vote for, guys with beards wearing lipstick and eyelashes, telling which makeup ladies should use. Unfortunately, at the end of the day, it seems like most influencers are just influencing me to want to smash them in the face or break their skinny necks. I'm Galvin from the Mike Kelce Show, and this has been an open letter to influencers.
Yeah, not since Michael J. Fox drank a Pepsi Free in Back to the Future did I ever buy a product based on somebody else.
Yeah.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.